Welcome to the IM Radio Network, where noted authority coaches, authors, and speakers collaborate and bring to you the best in radio, TV, and live events worldwide. And now, the IM Radio Network proudly presents the Dr. Simone Show with your host, Dr. Simone Revies. Get ready to go. Interactive.
Welcome, everybody, and I'm so happy that you joined me here at the Dr. Simone Show, the Mind Body Edge, where we speak of things involving human behavior, health, life experiences, consciousness, the brain, and the like. These issues are vital for us to uncover and discuss because they can educate us, heal us, help us grow, and improve the condition of humanity and the planet as a whole, or so we intend. In my other life, I'm a former psychologist and a current certified business and life coach and brain coach. I'm fascinated by neuroscience, and that's why I often have people come on who talk about the brain and all of the recent discoveries about the brain. But since I was quite young, I knew that my main purpose in life was to help others. And so that's what I've been doing with my life, is attempting to assist others to really fulfill their life's destinies and to optimize their lives. And I want to say that we love phone calls to our broadcasts. So if you think of any questions that you'd like to ask, we would love to hear from you. You can call us at 657-383-1534 to speak with us today and ask any questions you may have. So now, for the main act, I'd like to read to you the bio of our upcoming guest, Jennifer Wallace. Jenny has lived in the desert for over a year now, and when I say the desert, I mean in Southern California. She keeps herself busy by writing a question and answer column called Ask Jenny for the Coachella Valley Weekly and other papers. She loves helping other people through her work as a relationship guru. Her Ask Jenny column approaches relationships in a holistic way, focusing on how you can better love others and yourself. She says that you cannot successfully give or receive love until you are at one with yourself. That sounds very wise to me. She's also currently beginning to work as a teacher for some very lucky students at local elementary schools. At this point, I would love to introduce our guest, Jenny.
Hello, Dr. Simone. How are you?
Hi, Jenny. How are you, Jenny?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm so pleased and honored to have you on my radio show today.
Thank you. So excited to be here.
Good. I know that you have a lot of interesting information to share about relationships, which are so critical a part of people's lives. So people are going to be very interested. Yeah. So Jenny, tell me first, how did you become a relationship guru?
Well, I've been through quite a few relationships, and I was always wondering why I could not find that perfect relationship and why they were all, shall we say, ending. You know, if they would end amicably or if they would end bad, whatever. They were always ending. They weren't progressing to the next level. And I couldn't figure this out. However, the rest of my life was very, very, shall we say, it was organized. I had a great career. I was helping people. I was doing life coaching. I was definitely flourishing in the other parts of my life, but my relationships, my personal life, it was not moving forward. And then it only took me about, I don't know, a couple of decades to figure it out, that I was not in full alignment with myself. And so I was basically helping others and talking to others how they needed to find alignment, but I myself was not in full alignment with myself. And you can't find anything unless you are, you know. And so then I took a step back and I realized that I had to spend more time with myself and get to know myself a little bit more and feel comfortable with myself and being alone. And that's what I did. And then I realized this is great. I can help others in this way, finding great relationships.
Wonderful. How was that when you said you took some time off to be alone? How was that alone time for you? What did you do?
It was tough in the beginning. It was tough in the beginning, meaning I always went out to shopping, things like that, restaurants, and I would always bring a book or a magazine or things like that to kind of keep me busy, so I didn't really have to be alone with my thoughts. And then I put a rule on myself that I had to go out alone and I couldn't use anything with me. I couldn't bring anything with me. Mm-hmm. So I did. And I started going to movies by myself. I started going to restaurants. I started doing things by myself and I loved it. And then it was tough in the beginning, but then after a while, I just loved it so much. I don't even like going out really with other people that much. I became friends
with
myself.
You're antisocial. The antisocial relationship guru.
Yeah, really.
So that was a big step, and I love the way that you decided to put that limitation on yourself about mm-hmm. not taking the books and the magazines and just going and being present in those moments.
Right, exactly. And yeah, exactly. Being present. That's the key word. It's tough to be present. Even any moment of the day, it's very tough to be present and not think about our future or what we're going to do or how we're going to stop at the grocery store and buy this food for dinner. It's just hard to be present and not think about anything else. And I basically was forcing myself to do that. And it was an amazing thing, because when you learn to be in one with yourself, when you learn to accept yourself and be authentic, and you're authentically you, it opens a whole new doors.
Wow, that's amazing. That's very profound. I'm so glad you had the fortitude to go through that process. You know, most people usually need some assistance to go through what you went through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that it's when you learn to be authentic, authentically you meet new people, you attract new people, because you are giving out a different vibration, a different, you know, you are giving out a different feeling, a different vibe to people. And people that you want to have in your life, really, they are attracted to that. And so you meet a whole new realm of people, really.
Well, that's definitely a benefit to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that right there is what ties in two relationships and how I brought a wonderful relationship into my life, because so many people go out looking for that perfect relationship, but they are not complete themselves. They're looking almost for something to fill a void, but I don't want to call it a void. I just, to fill empty spots of themselves, or to fill spots of themselves that they don't like.
Right.
And then they bring somebody into their life that maybe will help them fill that spot for just a few moments, mm-hmm. and then it goes, and then it can go get all the worse.
Right, right. Let me ask you a question that's kind of off the cuff here. Do you think our relationships these days are more shallow relationships than in the past?
That's actually a good question. I think some are, but not all relationships. I think that people are looking for love. People are looking for somebody to love them and accept them and, you know, unconditional. And I think that they've always looked for that. So it's, you know, times have changed and what we can do have changed, and we have been, you know, technology, everything has moved forward. We are much more independent and we can take care of ourselves. But I think down at the core, at the heart of it, we are still looking for that unconditional love, which we've been looking for always.
You're right there. Absolutely.
You know, I think that relationships have definitely evolved. Before, we were always looking for the relationships that would help us financially, that would help us socially, that would help complete us. That's what we were looking for. But nowadays, we're not looking for that anymore because we can do it all ourselves. We are independent. We are capable. We can take care of ourselves. We don't need to look for somebody to help us. However,
now it sounds like you're speaking towards women. Is that what are you referring more to women?
I think I kind of am, but by saying that, you know, I have men, I have younger guys, older guys, still also looking for that. But I think that maybe the situation is that women have evolved so much that has changed what the need is in relationships. I mean, maybe that's what I'm speaking of. But I think that both men and women are looking for that unconditional love.
Of course. That is something deeply buried within us that we all have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why, answer me this, because I see this all the time in my coaching with people. Why do you think that people repeat the same relationships over and over again with different people? I mean, I know the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So here we're applying that to relationships. So
Why
do people do that?
Well, I think that that people, they know what they want in their head. It's so easy to make a list, you know, if you will, of that perfect mate, that perfect beloved, of what we want in a partner. Mm-hmm. But when we write it down, it might not necessarily be what we want inside.
Mm-hmm.
And let me rephrase that. It might be what we want inside, but it might not be what we are giving, what kind of vibration we are giving off, and that in turn, what we are attracting.
Okay.
Because when you are looking for a mate and you are putting out a vibration, you're putting out something to attract, you might unconsciously be thinking, oh man, I know I'm going to get the same old thing over and over. I always get this.
Right.
And that right there, by the law of attraction, that right there is putting out what you want to attract. Because remember, the law of attraction, we get what we want, we get what we don't want, but we get what we think about.
Right.
So even if we don't want it, if we're thinking about it, we're getting it. So
right.
We're thinking about how we don't want a mate that's no good, or that, you know, has no job or whatever. We're thinking about that. That's what we're going to get. And so we're thinking, oh, I don't want the same old type of guy I've had before. We're thinking about it enough to attract that. And then we attract it, and then we say, ugh, I knew it. And, you know, 2 years down the line after we break up, we say,
right,
I knew he would be that way, or she would be that way. So it's almost like we want to justify within ourselves, I know better. You know, there's so many different things of why we are in patterns.
Right.
But I think that's probably the core of it. And I think that in order to get out of a pattern, we have to be comfortable with changing ourselves, because that is the only way that we can change how we are vibrating, if you will.
Right.
So it's you know, we can, for something in us is attracting the same thing always. And maybe it could be as simple as this. We are set in our ways. And we are just looking for a mate who can join us in our ways. Maybe we shouldn't be set in our ways. Maybe we should look for somebody who can help create with us and And a lot of times people are not willing to change their ways, but they're thinking that the person they attract is going to be different, which never happens.
Right. You know, I was about people repeating the same relationships with different people, in line with what you were just talking about, I was thinking of the fact that people are very comfortable mm-hmm. with their routines. And they become very used to having a certain kind of person in their life, even if it's not healthy for them. It's
right.
familiar.
Mm-hmm. So, exactly. And it.
Yeah.
Sorry. No. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and you're absolutely right. Comfort, and it's the comfort and the familiarity of saying, "Oh, I knew it. I knew he was going to be no good." You know, that's
right.
also familiar. And
right.
in order to get what you really want, you have to put it out there, meaning you have to surrender all your ways that you have always worked with. You have to, the object of attracting what you want has a lot to do with surrendering what you have, because you have to be willing to be open, which means surrendering, becoming vulnerable, and letting new things in. And if that means getting rid of a relationship that is just not serving you,
right.
even though you don't know if another relationship's going to come, you have to be open enough to say, look, this is not what I want. And you have to be open enough to let it go. Because a lot of people are comfortable, like you said, but they're also, they don't want to be alone.
That's
so they
the
don't
thing.
Want to let go of what they
yeah.
have.
That a lot of people are, I think, stay in relationships because they are so afraid to be alone.
Exactly. And it's so important to state what you want to the universe, put it out there, know it's going to happen, and let it happen, and not try to bargain with the universe, because the universe does not bargain. You can't say, look, I really want a great relationship, but I'm going to have this mate for a while, just take up just to pass some time. And then please send me a great relationship. It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't.
Right. It would be nice if it did, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. But I agree. I don't think the universe deals with us in that way. That brings
mm-hmm.
us to, you know, talking about loneliness. That brings
okay.
me to another question.
Okay.
Why do you think relationships are so important in our lives?
Well, I think that it could be as simple as we're humans, and relationships, humans are not meant to be alone. We love the feeling, we love the emotion it brings us. We love to feel that somebody is loving us. We love to feel that somebody cares for us, and we love to give it out also. You know, what you put out always comes back.
Right. That's true. That's very
true. I think it's just a human need. It's a need. We're humans. I'm not going to say we're pack animals or herd animals, but we need that.
No, you're right. We are a group.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And this is not only romantic relationships. Also, I wanted to state it's all relationships. It's friendships. It's working. You know, coworkers. It's all kinds of relationships.
Right. I mean, if I wanted to boil it down to the basics, I could say back in prehistoric times, of course,
mm-hmm.
relationships were critical for our ancestors because. Humans, or not humans at the time, Neanderthals or Denisovans or whatever,
right. uh-huh.
could not survive on their own. They didn't have the fangs and they didn't have the speed.
Exactly.
And so they
exactly.
relied on being in groups.
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting. So I really loved the process that you went through, as you say, and went through going being alone, and
mm-hmm.
that storyline. How do people know then when they're in a great relationship?
Well, I think when a person attracts another person that they just think is, wow, this is exactly what I wanted, or this is more than what I ever thought I would find in a mate, you know, and they meet somebody who they just, I don't want to say click with because that sounds so cliche, but somebody who is just fit together so well. That's how they can know that it's a perfect relationship. And a lot of relationships, you don't expect them to happen. They just kind of happen out of the blue. Mm-hmm. And there's no arguing. There's no fighting. It's just easy. That's the perfect word. It's easy.
Okay.
It's fun. Fun is a big one. It's fun. It's easy. And it's just, you know, you don't have to worry. I think that's how you can tell that you're in a perfect relationship, because you're with somebody who wants to help you, but who also wants to help themselves.
Right.
You don't want to be in a relationship with somebody who wants to lose themselves and give you all the attention, because
right.
that won't work, because that usually ends up to be a lot of girls call it a clingy relationship, or the mate turns out to be too needy, and nobody wants that.
Right.
You want somebody who loves themselves as much as they love you.
So you want an even keel basis there.
Exactly. You want an even keel, but you want a mate that it betters you, that makes
right.
you feel like, that empowers you. That's the word I'm looking for. You want a mate that empowers you and that you feel your soul can grow with.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I really love that. I think part of a great relationship involves communication.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts about communication in relationships?
Well, in a relationship, sometimes you find it difficult to explain your feelings or say what you think or give your opinion. And I think that at that very moment, right there, you need to stop and reflect, and you need to question it, because it should not be that way. A perfect relationship is when you are open, so open you're extremely vulnerable, and what you say, even though something may come back and you might get hurt, you're still going to say it. And you're not scared to say it, and you're totally open, and I think then you can realize that, and you're comfortable stating your thoughts.
Right.
And that's the communication that's really important. Because sometimes we think with our mate, oh, I can't say that. Oh, my gosh, I don't know what they're going to think of me if I state that, or I better keep all my feelings to myself.
Right.
Why? Why should you? You're not out to hurt anybody, and especially you're not out to hurt your beloved. You're just stating your thoughts. So they will respect it. They'll hear it. They'll respect it. They won't get angry, and they won't get defensive. And if that happens, well, then you need to stop, and you kind of need to reevaluate, because no relationship should be that way with communication.
Right. I know that some people who work in relationship fields have their clients have discussions when they're out at, say, restaurants or coffee shops, so that the conversation won't escalate verbally, you know, won't get too loud. What do you think?
Oh,
about
okay.
That? Yeah.
Well, I think that is a great idea, but I also think that the communication, the conversation, if it's easy, and you're being authentically yourself, and you're just saying, hey, this is how my feelings are, and the other person responds and says, well, this is what mine are, it's not going to escalate anyway.
Right, right. I'm thinking of a situation in which there's something that your partner is doing that is frustrating you greatly. how do you best bring that up for conversation? Because then you may be concerned that the other person is going to perceive you as nagging them or as finding fault with them, and so they may be defensive. How would you diffuse that defensiveness?
Well, you can open up the conversation prefacing it by saying, "Hey, I don't mean to be nitpicky, or I don't want to sound like I'm nagging," but you can always do that and state it. Or you can say it in a humorous way. "Hey, when you do this, it kind of bugs me." Or you can, what I used to always do when I wasn't very confident, I didn't want to hurt feelings. I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And I was always worried that I was going to, I would always state the I's. So I would start it off with, "I feel blank, blank, blank when you blah, blah, blah." So
right.
I would always start my statement off with "I," and then that usually defuses the other person or gets them so that they're not going to respond defensively. But when you start it with "when you do this," they might get a little bit defensive.
Okay, so the wording is critical.
Yeah, the wording is critical.
The way you state the phrase, and you want to say, "I feel XYZ when you do XYZ.
But also, Dr. Simone, I think that if you are in a great situation, your guys and the two people involved are having a wonderful time and it's very casual, then maybe one person can say, "Hey, this and this happens, and I don't really appreciate it." Or if you're in a very good situation when it's stated, it might just be no big deal at all. But if you set the setting up and you say, "Okay, let me tell you, and you set it up like it's a big thing that you're going to unload on this person,
right,
then it might turn out to be a big deal. But if you handle it really casually and you bring it up in a casual situation, I think that it'll go very smoothly.
That's fantastic. I love that what you mentioned there. And I just wanted to mention that if anybody is as interested in this conversation as I am and has any questions, that you can call in at 657-383-1534. So I have another interesting question for you.
Uh-huh.
Deepak Chopra says that, and this, I'm in line with this, because when I mentioned the brain, you know how much I love the brain. Deepak Chopra says that brain activity influences everything, including personal relationships. He says they're all a projection of you. What would you say about that?
Well, I totally agree. Well, I totally agree with that. I mean, it's the brain activity. And you correct me if I'm wrong, because you know more about this than I do, but I mean, if our subconscious, even if things are, we don't know, we feel, our brain still projects them.
Yeah.
And then we receive things that we are attracting.
Mm-hmm.
So the key is to understand our feelings, understand ourselves, understand our brain, and what we're putting out there. And then we basically know that why we're attracting it. You know, I had a client, a person who I used to talk with, and he had a romantic relationship situation, and his problem was his last couple girlfriends had cheated on him and ended their relationship. And he was so upset. And I said, "Well, do you understand?"
Jenny,
hello.
This sounds like a fascinating story, and I want to make sure we don't miss any of it, but we're going to be taking our one-minute break commercial, and then I would love you to continue where you were leaving off about this story.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Hello, amazing listeners to the I Am Radio TV Network. We thank you so very much for being here with us today. We wanted to let you know we have an amazing opportunity coming up. We have available broadcast time. If you are a coach, author, speaker, or a business person looking to get your message out to the entire planet, then please get in touch with us as soon as possible, and we will go over the various levels of participation in our network. Again, we thank you for being with us here today on the I Am Radio TV Network. Now, get ready to go. Interactive.
Okay, welcome back to the Dr. Simone Show, the Mind Body Edge. I'm here with Jennifer Wallace, the relationship guru, and our conversation has been fascinating. She's revealing some very interesting information and an interesting perspective on relationships. And before the break, we were talking about a quote from Deepak Chopra about how personal relationships are all a projection of one, of you. So then Jenny was telling us a story. Do you want to continue?
Sure. The story that I was telling you is about a former client of mine, and he was coming to see me about romantic relationships, and he did not understand why his past relationships have all ended the same way, and that was with his mate being unfaithful, cheating on him, if you will. So he just didn't understand it, and I explained to him, well, you know what? It's you're putting it out there. You are attracting it. And he did not like that. And he said, you know what? I believe in the law of attraction, but only in some cases. And I said, well, it doesn't work that way.
And it's not really a law then, is it?
Right? And I said, you have to believe in it fully. He said, I just can't stand people who are unfaithful or who cheat. And I said, well, then you're thinking about it pretty often. And he also stated to me that he would talk to his girlfriend the whole relationship, the whole time they were together. And he would always say, I hope you never cheat on me. I hope you never cheat on me.
Oh, my gosh.
To try to preface it. And sure enough, they did. It was very identical to hear about his relationship. They ended the same exact way. And I said, you know, you're creating this. Mm-hmm. And he had this inside him, in his thoughts. And so this is what, going back to what Deepak Chopra was saying about the brain, this is what's inside. And mm-hmm. we're putting it out there. And it's just coming back to us.
Right.
So we need to understand what we are feeling. We need to understand ourselves. We need to understand our brain, and we need to know what we're putting out there in order to control things, in order to create things that we love instead of manifesting things that we don't want when we keep getting over and over again.
And he was basically reinforcing the notion in these women's minds by saying, I hope you don't cheat on me. I hope you don't
exactly.
cheat on me.
That's
pretty great. And I wonder, did you know about his parents' relationship? Was there an affair?
There was. There absolutely was. And that's
okay.
where his fear
where
started manifesting.
Yeah. And that's where he got those negative core beliefs that were in his subconscious
mm-hmm.
and that were being projected out.
Right.
Yeah.
So in this person's case, in this gentleman's case, in order for him to find a loving, amazing, forever relationship, he would have to give up what he had. He would have to give up his feelings of disgust of somebody who's going to be unfaithful. He would have to give up all of his feelings in order to let real love in his life. In other words, he would have to give up what he thinks love needs to look like. You know, maybe
right.
in this person's case, he thought love needed to look like a female who promises she will never cheat. or right. he needs to give that up, and he needs to accept what will happen. And that's in order to receive absolute love, because so many of us have conditions on what love needs to look like, and we make our list of brown hair, green eyes, 5'10". You know, we write all that down, and we say, this is what my love is going to look like. And we might attract somebody like that, but that person might not be our love.
Right.
We have to be open, and we have to accept what maybe the universe is going to send us somebody that doesn't necessarily look like we want them to look, but who's more than we ever could have imagined.
Right. Right. So he would have to give up both the negative thoughts and feelings, mm-hmm. as well as the way that he looked at or conceived of relationships going.
Absolutely. It's like the old saying goes, in order to fly, we have to take our feet off the ground. You know, so many of us say, okay, I want somebody in my life, and this is how they're going to be. But we can't do that. That's not right, because the universe can't give us a cookie cutter relationship, or it can, but it usually doesn't work out, because we end up attracting the same exact kind of person that we are.
Right, over and over.
Yeah.
So how does one send their message to the universe about the fact that they're open to a great relationship, yet not defining it specifically?
Oh, that's a good one. That would be this is the trick. If a person is fully in love and happy with themselves and in full alignment, they are putting that message out. They are sending it out because they're comfortable either way. They can say, I want to find a mate, but you know what? If I don't, I'm cool. I'm fine with it.
Right.
I don't like to encourage people to make a list of what they want in the mate, because
right.
that can turn out beautifully, or it can turn out disastrous. You can get everything on that list and that mate just might be the wrong match. There are so many ways, but I think that it's the one surefire way is when you fully love yourself. And now, I don't want to say you don't care about what happens, but you can go either way because you're fine with yourself.
Right.
Then that is when you are open enough to let the universe give you something that you either really wanted or something better than you really wanted.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's because when we don't want a relationship because we want to have the warm and fuzzies and we want somebody that can take us out to dinner and make us feel good about ourselves. We want a relationship that will help us as a people grow. And like I said before, help our soul grow, and somebody who can empower us and make us better than we were, even though we're fabulous already.
Yes, we are, right.
That's what kind of a relationship we want. So if we are at the point where we already believe we're fabulous people and we're wonderful, then well, say, hey, I'd like a relationship too, because it's going to make me even better. Then that's when you get what you are looking for. But when you say, I'm not a good person, I need somebody to help make me whole, somebody who can, you know, help carry me when I fall down, that's kind of looking at it at the wrong way.
Okay.
So that's why I'm real big on when we are in full alignment with ourselves, when we love ourselves, when we believe our heart is full, that's when something will happen.
Interesting. Okay, that sounds
great. Yeah, and a lot of times we have relationships that, and also Dr. Simone, there's, in order for us to know what we want, we have to know what we don't want. So a lot of times relationships come into our lives that just don't work out. And we just think, what a waste of time I was with this person. But it wasn't a waste of time. It was teaching us what we do not want.
Right.
And that right there, we put in our vibration and we set out looking for what we do want. Okay. And so that adds to our perfect mate.
Right.
You know, and so
it reminds me of just failures, quote unquote failures that people have in life and in business. And the most successful people, especially in business, tend to be those who have had the most failures because they've learned the most from them.
That's absolutely true.
From those failures.
That's absolutely true. And there are some people who have come to me, and speaking of on the subject of failures, and they've come to me and they said, you know, I've been in a wonderful relationship with my partner. And it's been, you know, X amount of time. And we just broke up. And I don't want to break up. I want him back. I want him back in my life. And I don't know what to do to get him back.
Right.
But here's and this is what I usually tell them. And this is so true. A lot of times, you know, sometimes we get back together and we have a wonderful, loving relationship after. But sometimes somebody comes into our life just as a teacher. Well, everybody who comes into our life is our teacher, but sometimes we have a mate who is our teacher and shows us what we deserve, what we want, and what we can get in a relationship. And then that person leaves our lives. And it's not because that person leaves our lives because they dislike us or because they are scared of a commitment. They might leave our lives because they're no longer a vibrational match to us.
Because we've changed, or?
Exactly. In other words, they've come into our life and they've helped us add to our vibration.
Right.
And then they leave our life because they're no longer a match. So they're no longer a match to the vibration that they've helped us to create.
Right.
And that happens. And we need those relationships so that we can grow and that we can end up with this beautiful, amazing, wonderful relationship that we never would have had if it hadn't been for those previous people, those previous relationships. So I think, in other words, I think we should be grateful for everything that comes into our life.
That's a very good attitude. And gratitude is very healing and is very critical. And it's linked with better physical health, better emotional health and well-being, and being happier and a lot of things. Now, you've mentioned a couple of times here vibrations and the law of attraction, and I don't want to leave anybody out who may not know what that is. So could you give us a brief explanation of the law of attraction?
So the law of attraction is basically, well, very easily said, it's like is attracted to like. What we want, what we feel, we will get. But unfortunately, it's not always that easy, because a lot of times what we don't want, we think about and we get. So in other words, if we are saying, oh, I don't want to have a car accident today, don't want to have a car accident today, and we constantly think about it, we're going to have a car accident.
Right. In fact, it's even based on the idea or the notion, not the law of attraction, but there's even the reality that the brain doesn't really process the negatives. So I don't want to get into a car accident. It's processed, some people say, as I want to get into a car accident.
Right. That's true.
Right.
That's absolutely true. And it's the easiest thing to do would be to, when we're on the law of attraction, the easiest thing for us to do would be to only think about what we want and only talk about what we want. Talk about what we want. And so many times we want to say, oh, but let me tell you about this terrible thing that happened to me yesterday. No, talk about what you want. And then basically if we only did things like that, our lives would be just peaches and cream all the time.
Right.
But so many of us focus on negativity, and that in fact can draw more negativity into our lives.
Absolutely. I was just going to say that that statement that what we focus upon expands. And
true.
That is so true. When we do focus on our negative thoughts and feelings, they tend to just get worse and worse, and they, you know, become more habitual as well.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of time, what I do, Dr. Simone, when things like that happen to me personally,
right.
because when I start to, like you said, focus on something, and then I start to think about it and obsess about it even, what I do with that situation is I just say stop and walk away.
Right.
And even though it's sometimes so hard to walk away because you know that you want to crack this case and you want to figure it out and you want to think about it, sometimes I just say stop and walk away. And then when you do, when you pull yourself away from that situation and you go get something to eat or you go watch a television program or you do something else, and then when you come back to that situation, I promise it will not be nearly as intense and you will not be obsessing. So
yeah.
Whenever, probably a good rule of thumb is whenever you're thinking about something that you just don't want, you walk away.
Substitute,
you know,
do something else.
Exactly. You can think about something positive.
Yeah.
But a lot of times that's difficult because we have
right.
monkey minds and we can't control some. A lot of us feel we can't control what's in our mind.
Right.
So most likely the best thing to do would be walk away, do something else. Maybe go meditate. I mean,
that's exactly what I was thinking of, was becoming mindful, doing mindful
right.
meditation. That will, so that you acknowledge the thoughts that you're having,
mm-hmm.
but you're not
mm-hmm.
judgmental about them. So that you're able to let them go.
Exactly. And it's easier, and this is sad for us humans, but it's easier to go into a state of not thinking about anything at all than a state of thinking about positive things.
Yeah,
which is why so many of us who work with the brain and who work with people and emotions and things always say, maybe you should meditate. Because that is a state of not thinking of anything at all. And for us, it's easier to not think of anything than it is for us to think of good things, positive
right,
things.
Right. One easy way to think of good things is to look at your past and seek out positive things that you've done
oh, yeah.
or that you've accomplished in your life and
uh-huh.
focus on those and just really
You're right.
focus on those. Because then that makes, over time, of course, you can build new positive pathways in your brain, and the negative thoughts get much weaker.
Exactly. Or keep a gratitude journal.
Yeah,
you know,
gratitude journals are wonderful. I have my clients do that every day.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Another thing to do is at the end of each day is to write 3 positive things that happened to you that day and why they happened.
Right. That's true too. That's a great thing. Very powerful.
So now, Jenny, I'm
mm-hmm.
going to get a little nosy. How is
okay.
You're in a relationship right now, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. How is your personal relationship?
My relationship couldn't be better. I think that it is, every day it gets better and better. And it's a relationship that pretty much came out of the blue. And I wasn't expecting, I had tried to manifest the perfect relationship for years. And it's just, I wasn't complete with myself. And I was wanting and I was needing and I was desperate for a relationship. Not knowing this, of course. I didn't think that I was. But now that I look back, I can see that I was making my list. I was figuring out what the perfect mate would be, what the perfect mate would look like. And then a person came into my life that was not anything that I had listed. That
right.
A person came into my life that was just somebody that I never thought that I would ever end up with.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there is me giving up what I believe love needs to look like. I gave it up, and then I accepted this person, and now it's better than I ever could have imagined or predicted.
That's fantastic. That's really great. And in terms of, well, we're being personal.
Uh-huh.
your family, back going back to your family, like your parents,
right.
How was their relationship?
Their relationship is strong, still married, over 50 years. They have a wonderful relationship. They've always had a wonderful relationship. And they were good role models for me. But also then, Dr. Simone, we're also talking about, 50-some years ago, the need for a mate was a lot different than the need for a mate now. Now we're looking for a mate only to enhance our lives, our wonderful lives. At that time, it was more of, I need a mate in order to have children, or I need a mate in order to, buy a house. But
right.
Now it's the tables have totally changed, and now we just need a mate so we can receive that unconditional love that us as humans, I believe, all want.
Right, right. I agree with you in the sense that the nature of relationships have really changed. And I know, though, that there's also still people who feel they need a relationship to feel better about themselves, to feel important. They need another person because they feel incomplete.
Right.
So how do you work with people like that?
Well, that's tough. In that case, every human being, we're all different. And there are people out there who do think that they need or think that they are better with a mate. I think I'm a better person when I'm with somebody, or I think I'm a stronger person when I'm with somebody. I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. I understand that. I'm not going to go against anybody's belief, but I also believe that person has to be really happy with themselves. And a lot of times I don't know how they could know if they're really happy with themselves if they haven't been alone since, they were 18 or something
right.
like that.
Right.
And so I know it works for people. I absolutely know it works for people. I meet couples all the time who've been married for 20, 30 years who have been married since they've been 17.
Right.
So I know it works. But I don't know how evolved within themselves they are. And they might be fine with it. They might, what I like to say is they might be a young soul, and they might be totally fine where they are. But for people who want to get to know themselves and want to be so comfortable within themselves, I think there's so much more out there than, finding a mate when we're so young. But then again, you could find a mate when you're young, and you could grow together.
Right.
You could grow together and learn about each other together. And so that's always, there's lots of different types of relationships out there. I'm speaking of the type of relationship that I'm the most familiar with,
mm-hmm.
and that is me as a person, finding a relationship in the latter part of your life. When
right.
you are totally complete as an individual.
Right, right. And I think that offers the best chance for a relationship to work out anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we've all heard stories of people who are married and then they get divorced and they go through 30 years and then they find each other again somehow, a fluke.
Oh, yeah,
a fluke will happen.
A story like that.
And then they'll get remarried.
Yes.
Yeah, they evolved as people in those 30 years, and then they came back to what they were familiar with and what they loved, and that's all good too.
Right, right.
I think, Dr. Simone, that probably the most important thing here is that we all as people need to love ourselves, accept ourselves, and embrace our imperfections, and when we do all of that, we will open so many doors, not only with relationships, with everything in our lives.
And it sounds like you are really adamant about the fact that loving ourselves is central to loving others?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. We need to, that loving ourselves helps us be authentic, helps us accept, and we're going to be with ourselves our entire lives. We have to believe in ourselves, love ourselves, stand up for ourselves, and be true to ourselves.
Right. Have you ever worked with anybody who's sort of lost themselves in a relationship?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It happens.
Yeah, and what do you do with that?
Well, if they come to me and they're pretty much lost themselves, then I will maybe say, well, maybe spend some time with yourself. Maybe you should, I have worked with people that I have said, maybe you should go out to the movies by yourself. Maybe you should go out and bring no cell phones, bring no magazines, just go be alone and kind of people watch and be alone
right.
with your thoughts. And people have said, oh, you're crazy. I could never do that.
Never do that. Right.
So it's
that's so outside their comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's a lot. We love to be in our comfort zone, but it's also true that life doesn't begin until we stand outside of our comfort zone. So it's, there's a lot of ways to look at it.
Right.
I think we should maybe the easiest thing to say is just take chances. Do something different every day. Do something that you never would have thought you would ever do. And that will bring you different results. Absolutely.
I love that. And let me ask you a final question. How do you think we can live our lives more fearlessly?
I think that we can, that's so funny that you would bring that up because I actually was thinking about that. Living your life fearlessly, you think logically that means, okay, maybe I need to jump out of an airplane or maybe I need to, take all these risks. But
right.
I think when you really dissect it a little more, living your life more fearlessly is letting ourselves dream bigger, which is, it's a scary thing because you will say, oh, I want to have this XYZ TV program. And then another part of you says, come on. And you'll say, okay, I want to do a TV commercial. Or, we think something and then another part of our brain shoots it down
and then it negates it, right? It criticizes the self-critical part of it, cuts it down right away.
Exactly. Even if we don't recognize it. So
right.
Living more fearlessly, living a fearless life is letting ourselves dream bigger. Let ourselves think the impossible is going to happen. Why not? Let's just see what happens when we do. It's a challenge to even let yourself dream bigger because we have been so conditioned to not dream bigger, to just dream and visualize and it's all good. But try to dream bigger and just see what happens.
Yes, I think that's really good. At this point, we're going to thank Jennifer Wallace so much for being with us today. Such fantastic information and useful information as well. Thank you, Jenny. I wanted to say that Jenny can be found at www.askjennynow.com and her email is jenny@askjennynow.com.
That's JennyNY.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you so much.
All right, so I will be back in 2 weeks for our next show on the 21st of May. And it's going to be a great one, another great one. I look forward to seeing you all there. Thanks so much for listening and have a fantastic day.